Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. I think if Karl Marx was alive today, he would be really interested in listening to our show because we're going to be talking about business and unions. On the business side, we will be talking to Port Hope Business Outreach Coordinator Elizabeth Edwards about a project launched just last Friday to help local businesses be more effective online called Digital Main Street. After that, Wendy Good, a member of the executive for the Northumberland Labor Council, will be talking to us about a protest today at 4 p.m. outside the office of local MPP David Pacini. It's being done to mark the one-year anniversary of the election of the Progressive Conservatives. The event is called Death by 1,000 Cuts, and we'll find out what all that means and more. So let's get to it. A project to create more online-savvy businesses on Main Street across the province has arrived in Northumberland County. Last Friday, Port Hope launched a summer initiative to help small businesses advance their use of digital tools and techniques to enhance their operations. Here to talk about this new project is the person leading the charge. In studio is Elizabeth Edwards, Port Hope Business Outreach Coordinator. Welcome to Consider This, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you today, Robert?
Good, thank you. It's hard to imagine a business in 2019 not being on the internet and using social media and so on. Why do businesses need help with the internet?
Well, as we know, entrepreneurs are some of the busiest people out there. So in order to assist them with some of the things like social media that we really do think that they should be on to broaden their audience, that's why we're participating in Digital Main Street, because we really want to lend some guidance and a helping hand to our dedicated business owners.
Have you done any surveys to find out how many businesses already are on social media?
We do see that a fair number of them are quite active, but we see varying levels of activity. So there's some who have their Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There's some who have extended into different platforms like Pinterest and Snapchat. So we have a varying range of businesses to work with, but having that range of needs will help us to determine what we can do to guide them.
Have you done any preliminary studies or any inventory of what's going on currently?
Currently, a lot of them are working into Instagram, because as we see, that's one of the rising audiences, with the millennials and centennial generations being very visual. So we see a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon for Instagram.
If you were to characterize the state of the use of the internet and social media by the business community, how would you do that? What would you say? How would you describe it?
I would say that they definitely understand the importance of it, but as I mentioned, a lot of them just don't have the time in their busy work days to do that. So we want to help them as best as we can.
So you've started this project called Digital Main Street. Could you tell us about that and how it works?
So Digital Main Street was originally piloted in Toronto through the use of provincial funding and the Ontario Business Improvement Area Association. And the idea was to offer different grants to assist businesses with enhancing their online presence. So two of the grants that are available are the Digital Transformation Grant, which is $2,500 for a business to work on a new project as far as online marketing and the likes. And there is the Digital Service Squad grant, and that one is $10,000 for a municipality, a chamber of commerce, or a BIA to hire a squad of individuals to assist those businesses. And that's the one that we've applied for.
And you've received?
Yes.
Which, and now on Friday you launched this project. Can you tell us a bit about the launch itself? What happened at that and what was said?
So at the launch, we had the pleasure of having Kim Rudd, David Pacini, as well as the executive director of the OBIA in Toronto. present to give remarks and just really celebrate that Port Hope is going to be participating in this.
So you mentioned earlier this started in Toronto as a project. What happened in Toronto that made this so valuable that other places want to do it now?
So the pilot project really showcased that just that little bit of guidance of someone offering free support to a business owner really did show an amazing impact as far as what they were able to accomplish with their online presence. So with that, they continued the program and expanded it Ontario-wide.
Now, my understanding was this started, as you said, in 2016 in Toronto. And it was a partnership between Ryerson and the city. And they offered not just digital support, the technical support that you talked about, but there's also software support, application support. There's some innovative software that people can use that maybe they've never heard of before, that's all been developed for this particular purpose. Can you tell us a bit more about that aspect of it?
As far as the software and programs, there's so many programs out there that are minimal cost or free that businesses can use as far as administrative support, social media organization, and other things like that that just make their lives easier. So part of, especially the Digital Service Squad, was to provide the guidance to allow businesses to really tap into those programs for support.
For those of us who are maybe not as savvy with social media or understand how business leverages these tools, can you explain a little bit about what are businesses' goals when it comes to using these types of technologies?
In using these technologies, honestly, the biggest goal is expanding your audience and expanding your sales. So in order to do that, social media provides access to a much larger audience, and that's one of the most important things for businesses to jump into right now.
Can you tell us how Port Hope became involved in this, the municipality and yourself?
So the municipality of Port Hope, in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce and the HBIA in Port Hope, we saw that this program was being offered, and it was actually advised by the mayor that we apply for it. So the mayor really understood that this would be an amazing program in Port Hope and allow us to assist the businesses in the best way possible.
What about Port Hope do you think makes it a good candidate for this kind of program?
So the one thing I notice about Port Hope business owners, aside from the fact that they're the most hardworking individuals I've ever seen in my life, they're so open-minded to new opportunities and new ways to, like I said, increase their audience and increase their sales. So just being open-minded to trying new things and accessing new opportunities is something that I really see in all of those business owners.
Now, we've heard about the grants that are being offered. What sort of cost does this come to the business? In other words, what would might be the average cost that a business might expect to fork out to participate in this?
It's free to participate in this program. So it was free for myself to apply for the $10,000 grant, and it's free for any business to apply for the $2,500 transformation grant. I myself can provide support applying for that transformation grant, but other than that, there's no cost to participate at all. But that a lot of the money for this grant will go towards costs for media support and for the Digital Service Squad. It might be trying a new program.
You've mentioned a couple of times the digital. What you call it, Digital Service Squad? Is that
yes.
What they're called? Yes. Nice. I love that name. So the squad, who are they and what do they do?
So I have three contract individuals who have been hired for the Digital Service Squad. I have Hannah Giovinazzo, Angela Howe, and Sarah Marshall. And I will be managing this group of individuals, but they will be providing different services to the Main Street businesses, as I said, free of cost. And some of these services include assistance with social media management, content creation. We also have this really cool device that can take 360-degree photos of businesses. So we'll be offering those kinds of support, as well as really making sure your Google business listing is top tier so you can get the best reach on the Google organic search. And Angela Howe is actually a very special individual who is fluent in Mandarin. And as most people know, Port Hope has a huge Mandarin-speaking tourist audience. So she'll be providing translation services for any businesses that wish it.
Now, how long are these people hired for?
These individuals will be working throughout the months of June and July. So they'll be starting today.
Wow. And but does the program itself just limit it to those 2 months, or does it go on longer?
The digital service squad itself in Port Hope will only be going for June and July, so a limited time. But all of the funding available as far as the digital transformation grants that businesses can apply for, they're there until they're gone.
Okay. Now, if a business owner were not online, how are these particular services going to help me? If I'm sitting back and I'm saying, well, I already do a little bit of Instagram, I do, you know, I can't see how this is going to really help me. How can you help me better understand if I'm not quite there? Can you help me understand how we make that bridge to the next level?
For sure. So for a business that maybe doesn't see the importance, we'll be offering for our service squad members to sit down with them and create a plan so they can identify maybe some of the needs that can be addressed through an online program or another opportunity that they might be able to utilize. And our service squad members can build a plan to work with them towards that goal.
Does every business need to take part in this, or are there some businesses that just aren't well suited to this kind of thing?
I think absolutely every business can find importance in this program. If they don't wish to, we're not going to push it on them. But this is free services available, and I think it's really important to jump on board with that.
There's so much competition for attention online, and since it is a global marketplace. So I wonder, how does one make a business stand out in such an incredibly crowded platform? Like Facebook, like Instagram. I mean, we're talking billions and billions of people and all kinds of businesses similar to, you know, whoever are out there competing for people's attention. How do you make Port Hope and these businesses stand out in such a dense market?
Well, this is a very good question. And I think one of the most important things that I've seen is not only having your unique business offering, so take Haute Goat for instance, that's a pretty unique place to visit. But one of the best things that a business can do is stand out through storytelling. And storytelling is so important to really give your audience that behind the scenes intimate look into the behind the scenes runnings of your business. And people really can appreciate getting that intimate look into a business owner's life. And that tends to have the best possible outcome.
Can you give us an example of how that works?
For sure. So as I said, Haute Goat is a great instance of...
What do they do? Just so that...
So a Haute Goat is... it's... agritourism is probably the best way to describe it, but they have multiple different offerings. They do goat yoga. You can visit their farm. They now have a commercial kitchen, and you can walk their alpacas. So as I said, unique business features for sure. But taking that time out of your day just to, like they do, I know in the springtime they have their goats are born. So they have groups of goats that are born, and they really give a behind the scenes look at that, as well as they have like a live goat cam on their website. So it's something that someone may take for granted potentially, but as far as your audience that doesn't know, people really love that intimate look at a business.
So that's a really outstanding business, and it's very unique. What if I owned a shoe store or a dress shop or a bookstore, which is something, you know, I'm competing on a completely different level. How do you see these services helping them?
For sure. So as far as storytelling for a business that maybe doesn't believe that they have a unique business feature, one thing about Port Hope is the heritage. There is so much history on those main streets, and really tapping into that, because that's something that's already existed and for a long time, and that's may be a feature that you can utilize in your storytelling. And people love that. People always come to Port Hope to see the best maintained Main Street. And those stories are what keep it alive.
Now, there are some local companies that supply some of the same services. I mean, when you go to the digital Main Street website, they have a whole bunch of vendors that they say, you know, you can use their services. What about local companies supplying these services? What are you doing to support them in creating this digital Main Street program?
For sure. So as you said, you can become a vendor on Digital Main Street. So any businesses in the main downtown of Port Hope that offer those media and marketing services, we recommend that they become a vendor online. And all of our businesses that are looking into applying for the Digital Transformation Grant, we really recommend that if they are looking for those services, they look right in the downtown and find those people who are listed as vendors and participating.
Why is it important that they become part of the vendor directory? Is that a requirement of the funding, or can you take that money and hire somebody locally without going through the...
No, you don't need to become a vendor in order to hire locally for the Digital Transformation Grant. But if you make that listing online, then you're opening yourself up to even more people outside of the community who are looking for those services, and you could potentially have an opportunity there as well.
Okay. Now, some of the online business models are about doing online transactions. In other words, selling your stuff directly rather than trying to attract people. Is there any concern about a drop in overall traffic? In other words, that people will now start to do business online, and rather than attracting people, they'll just do transactions, you know, buy my shoes and I'll ship them to you, rather than, you know, come into the town and, of course, walk around and see other knit businesses and experience the entire thing. How do you keep that from happening so that you actually get people showing up?
So that is definitely a concern that I've heard as far as e-commerce and online sales. One thing that I did research a little bit on is that when you have online sales, it doesn't deter people from coming into your store. Because what I know about the Main Street businesses in Port Hope is one of the best things about them is the service that they provide. So countless times, I know I personally have seen something available online and I'll go into the store to buy it. So it does go both ways. People will utilize both, and I don't see a drop in sales.
Okay. With all the pressures now facing platforms like Facebook, there appears to be some uncertainty around social media. Is this still a good place to be putting your business with all of these sort of other kinds of things and other kinds of pressures we see taking place on Facebook?
So being present on social media will only expand your reach and expand your audience. There's always things that you need to look out for, online scams, and I know there are some concerns in that department, but our service squad can help address those. And we hope to make sure that anyone who is looking to participate in social media and be online in this way, we can help ease some of their concerns if they have any.
I know that Google, MasterCard, Rogers, Microsoft, Shopify are some of the big sponsors of the Digital Main Street across the province. There's been a lot of talk about data collection and how we, when we participate in these kinds of things, are just actually helping these businesses get data for free, which they sell and make a lot of money. How do these guys benefit, Google, MasterCard, Rogers, Microsoft, Shopify, if our businesses are involved? Is there going to be any privacy issues or data transfer that's going to be, because now all of a sudden I'm going to be interacting with my local shoe store or my local dress shop?
So all of the corporations that are listed as partners for Digital Main Street, they all have very strict laws regarding what kind of data they can collect and what they're allowed to release, which 100% of the time is none of it. However, MasterCard, I do know that they collect data, but they do offer that data back to the businesses so that they can get their own local market insights.
And that leads me to my final question, which is, how do you leverage a business or do business when you have this ability online to target so tightly, and yet we're talking about traditional things about bringing people in and walking through, how do you balance those two aspects out? Because that often, I mean, now you can do advertising in certain places and literally it's the color of your hair and, you know, how many teeth you have in your mouth. It's so detailed of what they can target to. How do we still bring people into the downtown, physically still come in when you have that kind of intense, detailed ability to target marketing?
So with target marketing, and I think one of the concerns that often comes up is when you are targeting such a specific market that you're ignoring the rest of them. And that's not at all the case. And I think it's really important to, when you're taking the opportunity to experiment with these kind of programs, it's trial and error. You build a plan, you find out what works for you, and the best thing about it is with these different kinds of tactics, you get analytics that come with them, in which case you can take these measurements and you have a clear, direct path to figure out what works best for you, and you can create your own balance.
Fantastic. Now, Friday was the launch. Mm-hmm. What's next steps?
Next steps, I do have one of our service squad members coming in today from 11 to 4. So for any Port Hope Main Street business that would like to participate, you can reach out to the Port Hope and District Chamber of Commerce. You can reach out to the HBIA, and you can also reach out to myself to find out more information. And I'm Elizabeth Edwards, working out of the Marketing and Tourism Office in Port Hope.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break for some commercials. I want to thank Elizabeth Edwards, Port Hope Business Outreach Coordinator, for coming in today to tell us about the Digital Main Street. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert.
Please stay tuned to Consider This on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news. We'll be right back.